This is Justin Elwell for Messiah Congregation, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. The longer you live, the more you recognize that there are seasons to life. Some we pray will pass, and others we pray will never end. The book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, speaks about seasons. To everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under heaven. I know we're all familiar with it, but what the Lord is doing is encouraging us. He's encouraging us by telling us in advance that there are, that there have been, and there will be seasons in life. And in those seasons, there is work to be done in faith that will bring a harvest. The Apostle Paul writes, "Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he also will reap. For the one who sows to the flesh will reap corruption from the flesh, but the one who sows to the Spirit will reap from the Spirit eternal life. So let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not give up. Therefore, whenever we have an opportunity, let us do good towards all, especially those who belong to the household of faith." Galatians 6, verses 7 through 10. It's often difficult to keep going when it seems that we're laboring in vain. And when we consider the Word of God, of course, it was revealed in a largely agrarian society. It uses references that aren't always immediately relatable to us, but we can see the meaning, see the purpose behind it, sowing and tending and reaping and tearing up and harvesting. And when I used to garden, as anyone who has done so will be able to tell you, even a small garden is a lot of work. And after sowing and watering and waiting, it can be discouraging to see nothing growing or coming to fruit. I remember on one occasion sowing two large beds of carrots, and after preparing the soil and waiting for weeks with no results, I was discouraged, to say the least, as while I was waiting for the carrots to sprout, I missed the opportunity to sneak in some other planting in that space. I then decided it was time to turn the soil over, to plant something else, maybe to plant a fall crop. However, when I went out, I looked close, and in each row where seeds had been sown, the carrots had sprouted. And that year we had an amazing harvest because in due time, when the Lord intended, the seeds sprouted. Paul tells us, "Do not grow weary." And the Greek here for weary means to be faint, or in another way, to be spiritless, to be out of breath. And perhaps Paul is thinking back to Exodus 6 and verse 9, when the children of Israel wouldn't listen to Moses because they were experiencing a shortness of spirit, of wind and breath, and they were impatient because of the bondage they were experiencing. They were weak, they were broken, they were weary in spirit, they were weary of life, and they were a little impatient. I think sometimes we can all relate to that, yet we have been set free. So the remedy for this is not to be empty or spiritless, but rather, as Paul says, instead be filled with the Spirit. Everything that we do is to be done, as Paul says, as unto the Lord. Therefore, if it's done as unto the Lord, nothing that we do is ever wasted in His eyes. Perhaps one area we have invested in does not yield fruit, but He will bring forth other fruit in areas that we had not expected. Sow to the Spirit, Paul writes, and reap everlasting life. It takes time, it takes patience, but the reward for faithfulness unto the Lord never goes unnoticed or unanswered. Dear listener, keep fighting the good fight of faith. Allow Him to mature you in patience, and in time, the season of harvest will be at hand. This was Justin Elwell from Messiah Congregation, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.